It's our Summer in the City Fun Drive here on 90.5 WICN Jazz Plus for New England. I'm Howard Kaplan. Joining us now from Los Angeles is a brilliant saxophonist and singer, as well as a great friend and supporter of WICN, Grace Kelly. Grace, welcome back to WICN. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Howard. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Now, Grace, you're going to be performing right here in Worcester. We wanted to talk to you about that in August. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I'm super excited for this. The show with all of you at WICN Jazz at Sunset concert series is the first show that's part of a nine-date tour happening on the East Coast. For my new album, we're going to be playing all new music, and this is a pre-release tour, so the album doesn't come out until late October, but those friends who decide to come and see the show live will be the first to experience the new music. We will have physical CDs as well, so they'll be the first to pick that up. So it's going to be kicking off with all of you in WICN Jazz at Sunset Concert Series, then we'll be doing that nine-city tour through the East Coast, and then later in September and October, we're all over the U.S., including New York City and Richmond, Virginia, and California. We're doing a 28-city tour.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm excited. It'll be all new music, and I'm just really looking forward to seeing people and this beautiful audiences again, because it's been a long time. So the tour name and one of the songs from the album is called Good to See You Again. So it's the Good to See You Again tour.
Great name. Perfectly Thanks. Named. Absolutely. And the name of the album?
The name of the album is called All That I Need.
Now, you are jetting off to Europe on a big European tour. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm headed to Oslo, Norway. I'm performing at a great jazz festival out there with a wonderful jazz orchestra, and I'll be a special guest with them. And I'm also going to do a little bit of sightseeing while I'm out there and spend some time in Amsterdam and Berlin before I have to come back. But it's been a while since I've performed in Europe, and so I'm really looking forward to going back. This will be, I think, my third time in Oslo. I've performed in the past at the Oslo Jazz Festival, and a wonderful clarinet player and producer, Felix Pikeley, is running this great jazz festival that I'm headed to.
Excellent. That sounds exciting. And just a reminder to our listeners that WICN is able to hold these types of events like Jazz at Sunset and for Grace Kelly to perform at these events because of donations from you. So it's a perfect time to support WICN now. Grace knows that. I know you know that as a listener by calling 508-752-0700. That's 508-752-0700 or online at WICN.org. Now, Jazz at Sunset, I just want to make sure we have the right date for this and that everybody clearly knows about it. So it's going to be Friday, August 19th at 6 p.m.
That sounds right to me, yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be outdoors behind the Hanover Theater in downtown Worcester, and it'll be rocking and rolling and jazzing, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right, because you performed back in 2020, right, Jazz at Sunset?
Yes, that was actually, I remember that one too, because it was, you know, amidst the, during the pandemic, and we were still able to make that happen and happen safely outside. And it was really special, I remember, especially at that time, to be doing any type of shows. So I'm really excited to be coming back and joining all of you again.
Absolutely. And we're very excited to have you. And you have a long history with WICN. You had your first interview with Joe Zupan on the station.
That's right. Miss him so much. The great Joe Zupan was the very first person to interview me. I think I was 12 years old. My feet didn't even touch the ground when I sat on the chair. I remember that. It was one of those, you know, the chairs where it moves around, and I was kind of I was kind of just wheeling myself around, but my toes didn't quite touch the ground. You know, WICN has always been such an amazing supporter of me and my music. And I really can't tell folks who are listening how special this station is, because you guys really took a chance on me as a young artist, as an upcoming artist, and started playing my music and spreading my music. And there are not a lot of radio stations that do that. And so for all of your listeners, I hope you know that, you know, this is a really special station, and I do hope you all are able to support this wonderful station and the folks behind it. I have such special memories being with a lot of WICN family, and you know, with Joe Supan and with Brian Barlow. Oh, I'm so heartbroken to hear of Brian's passing, and just has so many beautiful memories with Brian as well. And so I really thank you guys for always taking a chance, listening to my music, playing it, you know, having me at your events, spreading the word. I think you have such a cool curation of music, whether it's jazz or folk or different styles of music. I love the openness that you bring when it comes to the music that you bring your listeners.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Grace. Grace Kelly, we're talking with from Los Angeles. And you've said that absolutely perfectly. I have, in the rare moments that I have on radio, I have nothing to add.
Well, it's all genuine. It all comes from my heart. I wouldn't say that if I didn't feel that.
Absolutely. And you can catch Grace and her band Friday, August 19th at 6 p.m. outdoors behind the Hanover Theater in downtown Worcester. To get tickets, you can go to WICN.org. And be sure, by the way, to show your support now for this gem of a radio station, as Grace has reiterated here, at 508-752-0700 or WICN.org. Grace Kelly, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule from LA to join us on WICN. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much, Howard.